When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome back to Marketing News Canada. I'm your host, Jill Saskin-Gales. I use the pronoun she and her, and I'm thrilled to be here today with Nadia Nicoli. Nadia is the head of marketing at Diageo Canada. And if you're sitting there thinking, what's Diageo again? I'm a little scared to ask. No worries, I got you covered. Diageo is an alcoholic beverage company. They own more than 100 alcohol brands you've definitely heard of, including Smirnoff and Guinness, and my personal favorite from my college days, Captain Morgan. So welcome to the show, Nadia.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jill. I am so thrilled to be here. And wow, over 100 brands. I forgot that how stark of a number it is, brands that we manage here at Diageo.
It's a big job. It's a big job. But of course, this isn't your starting point. You've been working in the industry for quite some time now. So tell us, how did you get into marketing?
Well, that is a great question and a very funny story. And realizing that I'm embarking on my 20th year from a professional standpoint, and it didn't necessarily have the linear path from a business perspective. So after graduating high school, I grew up in a really small town, northern-ish Ontario, called Beaverton. Town of 2,500 people, and couldn't wait to leave. And I went to Wilfrid Laurier University, and I thought, how great would it be? I'm going to do my undergrad in communications with a business option, and then failed out of economics in my very first semester, in my very first year, and realized maybe I'm not cut out for business. So at the end of university, while all my friends had these beautiful internships set up, I, of course, was, what am I going to do next? And so I said, let me do a postgraduate diploma. And I thought, you know, I always wanted to do something that had real macro impact. And I said, let me go do a journalism postgraduate degree. So I did that through Seneca at York after university, which was an illuminating experience, because I thought, what better way to have a macro impact on the world, or on Canada rather, than being a news anchor, being a journalist, being a broadcaster of some sort or another. I quickly learned after graduation that that would then mean that I would have to move to another small town in order to really jumpstart my career. And I had literally moved from a small town to a smallish town of Waterloo, and then finally to the big city, that I was saying to myself, I'm not ready to do that. So I got a great little on-air gig with a small television organization that no longer exists, called Casino Gaming Television. And they had asked me, if you believe it or not, Jill, to be their bingo caller. And this meant that I was calling bingo, and I promise there's an end to this story, but it is just, there's a point to it, that I was a bingo caller for about 6 months doing their weekend broadcast in order to just obviously build my on-air presence. I then worked a small stint at Rogers for their community television, hosting the show called Swap Shop, which was amazing and so much fun, but literally was a televised garage sale. So you can imagine, I was exercising, what these broadcast chops could be, more in the lifestyle and entertainment space, and then quickly realized that I probably needed to try and make a living at something else. And so this organization that also had at that point Gold TV, which is a soccer channel, and World Fishing Network, they were looking for a marketing coordinator. So I said to myself, I could be on-air personality in the evenings on weekends and then marketing coordinator by day. So, of course, I fell in love with it. As a little girl, we always watched Young and the Restless in the house, and I had a dream of working for Newman Enterprises. So this idea of, being a business executive was always at the forefront of who I was and what I wanted to be. And so that is how I began my marketing career. If I'm being honest with you, it was just by happenstance And it was going across Canada to different fishing derbies and getting WFN and building it off the ground. On Gold TV on soccer, I had the privilege of bringing the legendary soccer player Pelé to Toronto to get that television network launched. So it really whetted my appetite in terms of really what it meant to build meaningful brands that meant something to Canadians. And I started to think to myself, I could have this impact. So my career then went from that to a career as a marketing coordinator over at Global Television, which was then owned by Canwest Broadcasting, so a Western-based broadcaster here in this country. I spent 12 years there and two mergers and acquisitions between Shaw Media and Corus Entertainment, just having such a privilege to work with such incredible, bright, intelligent, strategic individuals and build things in a time where television was really disrupted, right? I was there through the streaming era and what that did from a Canadian media organization. We saw shows and personalities come and go, and just really getting a feel for the uniqueness of the Canadian market, right? We really do live in a country where it is two countries in one, whether it's, you know, French Canada or English-speaking Canada, and understanding that we have to market individually to each of these regions and provinces because the consumer is just so varied and different. So in the middle of the pandemic in 2020, I decided to make a really big leap from a career standpoint and joined TikTok as the director of marketing here for Canada. I was marketing employee number one. So to have the unique privilege to build the brand and the team from the ground up here with some esteemed colleagues that are still doing incredible things in their careers was such a privilege and honor. Not having been in tech, you can imagine that imposter syndrome was real, but really embraced, you know, this inspiring creativity and bringing joy to people's life. Again, when I think about what my sort of ethos and manifesto is in terms of, you know, just, you know, really impacting in a positive way Canadians' lives, you know, this really aligned to my core values. And so just a short time ago, just about over a year now, I joined Diageo, leading marketing for them. And it was such an incredible opportunity that I had from, you know, leaving TikTok to be able to join a huge global organization that really roots itself in celebrating life every day in every way. The brand building machine that it is, I'm in awe of the work that Diageo has done throughout the years. And just, you know, my manifesto coming into to here is really building brands culturally for the Canadian consumer. And so, you know, as I look throughout my career and sort of what some of the themes are, that is definitely one of them in terms of how do I build brands that are relevant for Canadians that add value and make their lives better every single day.
Wow. And it's fascinating to hear that very early on, you know, you flunked out of a business program and now you're one of the top business leaders in Canada. You just never know where life is going to take you, right?
Well, this is it, right? And I think sometimes when life hands you, you know, lemons, truly make lemonade. And I think it's also now as I'm reminding myself, as I'm parenting a teenager soon to be, not soon to be, a few years until university, that you don't always need to have all the answers right now. And sometimes, you know, through perseverance and really hard work, you will get to where you need to be. It just sometimes is a different path than others will take. And I always remind myself, and I think it was Sheryl Sandberg, you know, your career is a jungle gym, not a ladder. So you need to be prepared to zig and zag whichever way to be able to get to a place that really brings you a lot of joy every single day.
And it's fascinating to hear about your most recent zig from TikTok, where you mentioned like first marketing employee, tech company, building the marketing function from the ground up, and then going somewhere like Diageo with a really vast global marketing team, tons of brands, I imagine really different. So what were some of the things that surprised you during that transition from marketing at TikTok Canada to marketing at Diageo Canada?
No, that's a really great question. And I think, you know, the real reality of building a brand like TikTok in this market is, you know, how do you build mass awareness? How do you make sure that people see all of the positive product features that exist and really what we're set out to do? And so coming into a very established marketing organization where we, you know, actually have this fundamental that we call Dweeb, which is Diageo's way of building brands. And it's based on How Brands Grow by Byron Sharp, and just seeing what a sophisticated machine that it is that really prides itself on having strong and strategic marketing business plans that, you know, is really data-centric organization and that really is so thoughtful about the end consumer. You know, we have this whole program on Society 2030, and these are our global ambitions about leaving the world better than how we found it in terms of, you know, from grain to glass. You know, the alcohol industry impacts everything from farming to supplies to, you know, obviously the marketing and branding machine that it is. So to be able to work for an organization where you really see soup to nuts, how many different areas and sectors that it impacts has been fascinating and growth for me. I realized through all of these transitions into different industries, one of the things I've taken away is the ability or having to be more patient with myself, because learning things, new things take time. But Diageo has welcomed me and my different viewpoints as a marketer and my different experience, and has really embraced that. And I'm so grateful that, you know, they took a chance on somebody that hadn't come from the industry to be able to build just a diverse and different point of view to, you know, how marketing in Canada looks like, as, you know, we're building brands that need to matter to Canadians.
Absolutely. And one thing, as we're recording this right now, there is an LCBO strike going on in Ontario, so harder to get alcohol than usual. But I know that maybe people who aren't normally sober curious might be right now. Definitely a trend. So how does Diageo think about what we see as kind of a growing trend of either sober curious people or sober people? What does that look like from a marketing perspective when you're at an alcohol company?
You know, that is a really great question. And we firmly believe at Diageo that we really want individuals to consume less, but better, right? And moderation is at the forefront of everything that we do. We invest even in this market millions of dollars every year in ensuring that we support that messaging. But you really do see the Gen Z consumer really driving that change in behavior. And so we do have really great offerings, including Seedlit, which is our cocktail forward offering that is complete non-alcoholic. And then most recently, we launched Guinness Zero in market. And that's one brand that we have not been able, or one product that we've not been able to keep on shelves because of just how hungry the consumer is for, you know, these, you know, healthier, lower, no alcoholic offerings, so that they can either moderate or just more so from a sober curious mindset. So we're continuing to develop our innovation pipeline in this space. Again, our role here at Diageo as an alcohol company is to ultimately serve our consumer. And so make sure that we're providing them offerings that they are desiring at this moment in time. So it is very much a point of our strategy. In fact, having lots of great conversations, because there's great at zero or no low product offerings in different markets of the world through Diageo, that now we're looking at what the possibility is of bringing it into the market. Because Canada does have a unique sensibility that we are quite forward when we think about moderation and sober curious. Our sober curiosity, that we want to make sure that we're there to meet them where their needs are.
What else might listeners be surprised to hear about the Canadian consumer? You've mentioned a few times, like, building a brand in Canada is different because it's like two countries. We're more forward in this kind of sober curious movement. What kind of sets the Canadian consumer apart from consumers in other countries based on your experience?
I love that you've asked this question, because we are just going through this. We're working on a new global campaign with another country, another market. And so we have gone in three rounds of research with both French and English consumers here in Canada, as well as in the other country. And I'm not going to name the other country because I don't want to say too much. But the reality is that Canadians are quite sophisticated. As you know, we are a country that is highly diverse. We are highly educated. And because of our neighbor to the south, we are very politically astute. And so I think that really changes some of our sensibilities. What I do love about French-speaking Canada as well, they have a lot of European sensibilities, which is really fascinating to see. But what I would say is that Canadians know what they want, and they're not afraid to tell you, and they're also very knowledgeable. And I think as a marketer and as a brand builder in this country, you really need to meet them where they are. Right? You know, we're no longer in a business where brands are the leaders, but the consumer is leading us and telling us what they want and need. And that is something that I have seen very clearly now being at Diageo and having the absolute privilege to work with all of these other markets, but just see how vastly different we are, especially the younger generation, which, as you said, is driving this moderation agenda. They are very sustainably focused. They want brands that are leaving the world better. And so how do we make sure that we're really leaning into that authentically? And I think that is actually one lesson that I learned very truly from TikTok in terms of this. There was no fooling that app, either as a brand itself on it or as a creator, to really bring your authentic self. And that's why I think it turned marketing on its head in a lot of ways, because we were always trained that we had to present our brand in one way, in a very clean, respectful, you know, brand guidelines, right? You fit it into this, you know, box, so to speak. And to be able to now have a platform that you can show different sides of your brand, not that necessarily are disrespectful, but just unique and different, that necessarily wouldn't have been accepted by the masses. So to be able to, I think, lean in authentically as a brand and business here in Canada, you know, you can quickly learn that your consumers will call you out on it if you're not.
That's something I've actually experienced as well as a creator on TikTok. That, you know, when I create a video on TikTok, I look as I do now, just for those listening, I have no makeup, my hair is in a mom bun, you just pull out your phone and record, and you can amass an audience of 60,000 followers that way, which even a few years prior to that, you think of some other social media platforms where no, it has a perfectly manicured and totally aspirational, and the impact of TikTok and short form video, which has now gone across all the apps, I think has really changed that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Absolutely. And I think you need the balance of the two worlds, right? Because the aspirational piece is also very motivational. But I think in a lot of ways, it can be exhausting sometimes because we're in this world of, you know, I always say the enemy of joy is comparison. So, you know, and that's what I do love about TikTok, that you can really bring your authentic self. And you know, they've recently started to open up the gates to allow Bev Elk on that platform. And now what we're trying to uncover here at Diageo is just the right way to be on that platform, to your point, to be authentic, but also to be very socially responsible because of the minors that may see or engage with an ad. And so that's why we're taking our time entering onto that platform, because we want to do it very strategically and very thoughtfully.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because whether it's organic content on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or paid ads, you know, I'm a Google Ads expert. There are limitations on what alcohol brands can do with paid ads. So as a marketer, I imagine you have to get quite creative, not to try to work around policies, but just figure out how can we meet these policies and also achieve our brand objectives. And so I wonder if you could speak to that, like given that there are restrictions in place because, you know, you don't want to advertise to minors or irresponsible or things like that. How as a marketer do you think creatively to still be able to achieve your marketing objectives?
I'm so happy that you asked that, because as I reflect on, you know, just over a year here at Diageo and sort of what I have really embraced the most is just how much more challenging it is to be a marketer in this space because of how heavily regulated it is, and for all of the right reasons. And so I think what it does is, you know, I was always taught from a very early leader, Barbara Williams, about just what a privilege it is to be a marketer in this country. And you know, well, this is from my television days, but to enter people's living rooms every day. But now it's, you know, to enter somebody's time and attention, right? Just how much care you have to take with that. And so I will say here at Diageo, we have so many checks and balances in place from our Diageo marketing code to we call it our DMC, to the incredible legal teams, both here in Canada and in North America, that really help us along the ways to make sure that we are, you know, still not limiting the possibilities of our creativity, but doing so in a very responsible way. And, you know, we really pride ourselves here at being a leader in this space, in this industry. And it's some very small things that maybe the consumer wouldn't even notice in an advertisement, like ensuring that if you see a bottle in our advertisement, you'll always see it with the lid on. Or if you see a group of friends, you will always see only one beverage per person. So we really, like, even in the nuance and subtlety of advertising, really take a lot of care and time and attention to make sure that. But also, you know, there was one activation that we wanted to do specifically around Ryan Reynolds Gin Aviation. And it was, you know, for Negroni Week. And we really, you know, we wanted to get out there to, you know, promote this, but wanted to do so in a very, very safe and very responsible way. And so we made sure that any of the digital out-of-home advertising was only running outdoors in a very busy downtown area, post sort of that 9:30 watershed is a typical, you know, time frame, to make sure that we're limiting our reach to a under LDA consumer. So it's little nuanced pieces like that that, you know, we're very thoughtful about, because we want to just always ensure that we're obviously being very responsible with our messaging to the Canadian consumer.
You know, it's interesting. In the Google Ads world, we say that trying to run ads on a small budget is like trying to run ads on hard mode. Like, it makes everything harder, right? And so it sounds like for you, trying to be a marketer for a brand in a regulated industry is like marketing on hard mode, because, you know, there's a lot of things you can't do, but you got to work with what you can do. And so I'm curious, are there brands that you look to or that you admire what they're doing from a marketing perspective right now?
Absolutely. I've been obviously paying attention to all of the competitors in our space and what they're doing as of late. And I think some of the beer brands specifically and how they're showing up in culture, I think has been really fantastic. So I'm very paying attention to that. I do really like what Sage Canada is doing right now, the Canadian Health and Wellness Organization, in terms of like just really getting the heart and core of why a consumer would want their product, because it is when you're having your hardest days. And so just taking a very untraditional approach in a space like we were talking about, that you're sort of seeing the messy middle of it, which I have a lot of appreciation for. One thing here at Diageo with our brands like Johnnie Walker and Don Julio Tequila is, you know, really how do we build ourselves in the luxury spaces? So keeping a real keen eye on some of those, you know, the Holt Renfrews of the world or the Essences, looking at some of, you know, the luxury retailers specifically. So I think, you know, we're keeping a keen eye on them just to see, because it's a very different consumer that you're speaking to. So at the point in which you reach them, it's just a very different message.
Absolutely. And are there any newsletters or podcasts or things that you look to keep up to date on what's going on in the marketing industry?
Yeah. So obviously, I think you could probably get by the tone of this conversation today, I am a true believer in Canadian media. And there are some big fundamental shifts that are happening in this market right now, for the better or for the worse. But I do love Media in Canada. And Strategy, I think Strategy Magazine, offered by Bruno Co., it's a free newsletter that I get into my inbox every single day, tells me what's happening in my space, but in every other space in terms of what are the breakout campaigns or just some of even the leaders, which I find really valuable. And then, of course, I also look at AdAge and eMarketer. eMarketer always from just like a data and consumer insight. We also have something within the Bev alcohol industry called Mark Brown, which is a daily newsletter that I also receive, just to look at more so from a North American level, what are some of the trends and changes in the landscape that are happening on a daily basis.
Yeah, keeping up on the industry you're in, and then also marketing more broadly to get inspiration and ideas.
Exactly.
And what advice do you have for someone who's maybe in the marketing coordinator phase of their career and aspires to be the head of marketing at a brand in Canada one day?
Interestingly enough, Jill, yesterday I had the pleasure of lecturing at Seneca College, so my alma mater, on this very, very topic. And we had a really great hour-long conversation about, I think we're in a world now that you have to bring your whole self. And so embracing who you are out of the get-go and understanding who that is and how you want to show up is very foundational to that. You know, it's also very important for you to understand what your differentiator is. And, you know, I had this opportunity to work with this facilitator and finding what my weird was. And the through line to it is that your weird is really what your superpower is. So through this exercise, I uncovered that I have a distinct ability, and I do blame it on my grandmother and my mother, that I love taking care of people. But it is in that allows me to bring a very nurturing self to the workplace. So that allows me to be collaborative. I am good at listening. And so once I embrace that idea of, oh, wow, like that piece of me that is very foundational to who I am outside of work is actually the weird or my superpower that I bring in inside. And why I say that to, you know, the younger generation is just understanding who you are and what your differentiation point is really important so that's how you sell yourself. I also think it's really important for this generation or a younger marketer to understand is that sometimes when you're in more junior roles, there's a lot of tedious tasks that you may not necessarily enjoy. And it's all about reframing what those tasks are when you're selling yourself. So, you know, whether it is a weekly project status document that you're filling in, talk about the strength in managing timelines and multiple stakeholders, right? Like that's how you're going to continue to sell yourself. And just, I think the importance of, you know, taking a step back and reframing some of the work that you do so that you're able to expand on actually what your skill set is. I would also say being young in my career, something that set me apart is that, and I think still to this day, is that I don't like to take no for an answer. And not no in a I dig my heels in and have a temper tantrum. But if you tell me no, it actually fuels me to find 6 other creative ways to get at what hopefully my end goal is, right? And I do think that actually came from working in an industry and media where there was a lot of constraints on budgets over the years as it continued to get disruptive. So you always needed to be a bit more gritty. And so what I would say is, you know, if there is something that you can see that really needs to be done within an organization and you really believe in it, try and find creative ways in to be able to still do that, even in a challenging environment. And then I think the last thing I would tell a younger version of myself is lean into your vulnerability. It is actually an area of strength. So if you need help, ask for help. You know, if you want to offer help, offer help. I think, you know, throughout living in this pandemic, we've lost the ability to connect sometimes. And so just, it's not really going the extra mile. It's actually just being a human at the end of the day. And I always do say to my team, and maybe it's too much because I am the type of person that wears my heart on my sleeve, but I'm like, I want to be a human first at the end of the day. I want to be a phenomenal marketer, a kick-ass mom, but I want to be a great human being because I do firmly believe in the Maya Angelou quote, people will forget what you've said and you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And I think being a leader within an industry that can validate the whole human that's coming to work their tail off for you every day allows me to have teams at all 3 organizations where I can now say at TikTok, zero attrition, here, zero attrition. And at Chorus Entertainment, it was just through promotions. So, you know, I want people to want to be able to work with me and to build some of the greatest work of their careers. And I would just say to that generation is that, you know, hard work hard, rest harder, but it does, you know, take a lot of focus to be able to do all of that.
And I have to ask before I let you go today, at the end of a long day of work, if you're looking to unwind with an alcoholic beverage, what is your drink of choice?
Do I only have to tell you one? Working at this company.
Like.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We could be here a while. But I definitely would have to say a Don Julio margarita. But I am now really starting to get on to an espresso martini made with Bailey's. And it is delicious. Hopefully you and I will be able to enjoy one day.
I would love to do that. Cheers to that.
Wonderful. Cheers. And thank you so much for having me. This is a really great conversation.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us today, Nadia Nicoli on Marketing News Canada. I'm your host, Jill Saskin-Gales, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.